I found the note taped to my front door when I got home from work. I'd had the lunch to early evening shift at Merlot's, but since we were at the tail end of December, the day darkened early. So Bill, my former boyfriend, that's Bill Compton, or Vampire Bill, as most of the regulars at Merlot's call him, must have left his message within the previous hour. He can't get up until dark. I hadn't seen Bill in over a week, and our parting hadn't been a happy one. But touching the envelope with my name written on it made me feel miserable. You'd think, though I'm 26, I'd never had and lost a boyfriend before. You'd be right. Normal guys don't want to date someone as strange as I am. People have been saying I'm messed up in the head since I started school. They're right. That's not to say I don't get groped at the bar occasionally. Guys get drunk. I look good. They forget their misgivings about my reputation for strangeness and my ever-present smile. But only Bill has ever gotten close to me in an intimate way. Parting from him had hurt me bad. I waited to open the envelope until I was sitting at the old, scarred kitchen table. I still had my coat on, though I'd shucked my gloves. Dearest Suki, I wanted to come talk to you when you had somewhat recovered from the unfortunate events of earlier this month. Unfortunate events? My round rear end. The bruises had finally faded, but I had a knee that still ached in the cold, and I suspected that it always would. Every injury I had incurred had been in the course of rescuing my cheating boyfriend from his imprisonment by a group of vampires that included his former flame, Lorena. I had yet to figure out why Bill had been so infatuated with Lorena that he'd answered her summons to Mississippi. Probably you have a lot of questions about what happened. Damn straight! If you'll talk to me face to face, come to the front door and let me in. Yikes. I hadn't seen that one coming. I pondered for a minute. Deciding that while I didn't trust Bill anymore, I didn't believe that he would physically harm me, I went back through the house to the front door. I opened it and called, "Okay, come on in."